This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I really do appreciate you being with me tonight. I appreciate you, on that Facebook feed thing. You know, it's got to be stopped and started every hour or else. We've had them wipe out total shows over it. So I don't want to take the chance with it for some of you who do use Facebook as a resource. Again, you can find, but you can get the shows up on therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We have our archive shows. I call them classic podcasts. We have classic podcasts. We have all kinds of stuff going on up there. And I actually, we are kind of excited. It's a shortly, hopefully, if everything goes right, our new book will be out. I'm not telling you the name. You have to guess. Anyway, I'm Tom, a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do very much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, when it comes to voter fraud, we're getting more and more. And listen, if something's happened to you, can you please, if you're willing to talk about it, send me your information, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Because, you know, the people on the left tell you it doesn't happen. It's not real. It's not true. Right? That it's just a fallacy. And whatever voter fraud, now this is what I always love. Whatever voter fraud is done, it's usually done by a Republican. Not on your best day. So Megyn Kelly is asking the question, could you change your vote early? And she had one of her researchers, yeah, I'm not going to pay for it. Can you change your early vote? I'm sorry. You know I'm not good in English. They'll figure it out. So, can you change an early vote? 29 states say you cannot change an early vote. 14 states, not sure. There's no info. And 8 states say you can change an early vote. So, I wonder which vote counts. That would be the question to ask. Ask the... You know, I probably could call the LA County voter registration or registrar and find out, not you, me, but find out how they take the votes in. Because I know with petitions, if you sign it more than once, they say it cancels your vote out. So I wonder if it's the same thing with voting. If they get two, because that's what I would do just to irritate the other bonehead. Really? Won't count? Let me help you out here. Okay, so I'm gonna find out what you do if somebody's already voted for you in your stead, not voted for you. But think about that. Somebody steals something from you and you can't get it back. We can't ask for voter ID. You know, but basically what you've done is you've given somebody the license to steal something from you with you having no right, no legal right to go get it back from them. Isn't America wonderful? It is, but you know what I'm saying. Right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. Okay. You know, years ago I told you that when President Obama was really pushing down on the military. And they ended up screwing us. Overall, I said the military would start cracking. They would start not doing what he wanted them to do. They would start pushing back on him. And I was partially right. I don't mind being wrong. I'm wrong a lot. I get over myself. But he, you know, the military did start pushing back, and they started leaving. And when they started leaving, they figured, okay, when you get a mass exodus to some of these people, then Obama would figure it out, and he'd start to change. Well, he never started to change, and he wanted them to leave so he could change the whole atmosphere in the armed services. And he's done that. This guy's like the plague in and of himself. Everything he touches, morale takes a nosedive. It starts to flush itself down the toilet. All hell breaks loose when he gets involved in something. Let's just be honest about it. All right, somebody said, in California, you can go to the precinct and find someone has voted impersonating you. Oh, figures, right? Perfect. Find that someone has voted impersonating you. You will be allowed to cast a provisional ballot. The first vote counts because it cannot be identified. So why bother?
And he's a poll worker.
Oh, this comes from a poll worker. Do both votes count? That's what I want to know.
No, the provisional gets thrown out.
Oh.
They just let him do that so the guy feels good.
Oh, so you feel good. Well, it's all about how you feel in California, right? I mean, we all want to feel good out here. So, yeah, this is getting out of control. So now what's happening is even though all these news sources were on the side of the Obamas, were on the side of the Clintons, were on the side of the Democrats, never shall there be a conservative. I think this is a big deal. On the morning show, on the MSNBC show, what do they call that show, Morning Joe? Yeah, I guess that's it. That should be my show. Morning Joe.
Morning.
What's that? No, I don't do mornings. No, that's right. You're not kidding, huh? Oh, you can bring the microphone into the bedroom. That'd be cool.
No.
Mike?
No.
No. MSNBC Mornings, Joe, the whole panel started trashing the Clintons over WikiLeaks. And to see them go in that direction, you could see the frustration on their face. You could see the irritation on the face. It's really, and it's good to see it. It's good to see them perplexed on what to do. We'll play the clip on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I guess there are many sessions now. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I got a lot of stupid little things I want to do for you tonight. One of them is I'll do a clip afterward about a soldier that was actually a veteran, that was actually booed at a Clinton rally. But can you imagine? I mean, whether I don't agree with the guy or not, I'm not going to boo him. I may argue with him, but I'm not going to boo the guy. Right? And then in another attack on common sense, the University of Texas says, hey, no cowboy or Indian costumes here. We're talking about Texas here. You know? Okay. Well, hey, apparently the people in Texas don't know that. Anyhow, you know, like I said, a lot happening. I want to talk about second hour. We're in the second hour. Come on. Rick Traders will join me in the third hour, host of Conservative Commandos Radio, again talking about some of the issues of the day. So I started to tell you before that MSNBC have lost their minds. Well, they're not lost their minds. You've got to have one to lose one. But I told you that some of these people would start cracking. Some of these things would start cracking, and then people would, the people that work for CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and all that, you're going to see them start to crack. And these people, as they're going through the emails, as they're talking about the issues of the day, you're going to see them. They look like they're sucking on lemons. Or onions, which everyone will make your face snarl the worst. Quite interesting watching what these people do. Take a listen.
This Clinton Eve thing has just exploded.
Okay, no. It exploded months ago. He says, you know when there's a fire near the house and you don't actually see the fire, smell the fire, or have it, but you get this like little snowflake stuff happening around the house? That's what they're seeing. They call that an explosion.
The foundations. Hold on.
This is huge.
Look at this. New York Times. Donations to the foundation vex top Clinton aide.
Wall Street Journal.
And you know, the interesting thing about this is it verifies, I think, what you said yesterday, that Philippe and everybody just were just
right?
Absolutely okay. Horrified what they had gotten themselves involved into.
I'm horrified that you've just figured out that they're horrified. I'm horrified that you've just figured out this is going on. What is wrong with these people? You know, I think what's happened is they've been covering for her for so long. They've been covering up these things for so long. They just don't know anymore how serious it is. They have no clue on how serious these kind of things are. Hey, welcome, David, from North Oregon. Appreciate you tuning in tonight as well. And again, when you have these major news outlets like MSNBC and CNN, and they start turning on her, that's a problem. But I want you to hear some of this.
They walked into this campaign with all this, and I guess Philippe at one point said,
and he's feeling really bad about the campaign staffers because they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know they were going to have all this trouble. But give me a break. You'd only have to be around her a couple days to figure out that something's bad, something's wrong, something's out of place.
There is no fixing this. There is no quick fix.
No good answer.
There is no good answer.
Bill Clinton, Inc.
Bill Clinton, the Washington Post article is absolutely fascinating.
Let's go through it.
On Bill Clinton.
And instead of speaking in generality, please, go through it. Give us some of the things that make you nuts.
$66 million to him personally. They're like, and they're bragging.
Do you think they're hiring?
Eddie, they're bragging.
$66 million.
They're bragging in the memo that they can shake down the same corporations.
If you can see the video like I do, the thing that's really funny about this is the one young lady who's going to the paper for them to grab the stories. She reads something and she doesn't know the camera's on her. And then she winces. Like, oh my God. And that's what everybody, if you've got two brain cells to rub together, every one of you should be doing this when you read these stories, you hear about these stories.
Good answer.
There is no good answer.
Bill Clinton, Inc.
Bill Clinton, the Washington Post article is absolutely fascinating.
Let's go through it.
On Bill Clinton, $66 million to him personally. They're like, and they're bragging.
Do you think they're hiring?
Eddie, they're bragging.
$66 million.
They're bragging in the memo that they can shake down the same corporations that they're taking foundation money for.
They can shake down the same corporations, but there's no mixing of money. There's no mingling of dollars. Billy Bob Boy got $66 million, right, to do speeches and such for these guys, and the foundation got 30-some-odd million. 100 million simoleons. Think about that. Isn't that nuts?
That they can shake him down for $66 million for, quote, Bill Clinton, Inc., for Bill and Hillary Clinton personally. Does that confirm what you and a lot of Clinton skeptics that supported Bernie Sanders were worried about all along?
Well, it's certainly.
Yeah, it's certainly perplexing that I can't find anything to say to cover her butt right now. That's what it looks like you're trying to say. We've got, Mark from Orlando's on with us. Mark, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Mark. Buddy, I love your show. I just found it tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Question. Yes, sir. Now, if Hillary gets, shaken down here and she gets in trouble and it looks like, the new WikiLeaks are, they come out even worse than what we've seen today, who comes in and takes over? Can Bernie come in? Is what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what will they do?
No. Look, even if they take her out in handcuffs today, even if they show up at her house, her apartment, whatever she's got going on, and they take her out in handcuffs, you know who steps into her place is Kane. Crazy Kane walks up into her place. So they can't replace anybody on that ticket. So, yeah, according to their, I mean, isn't that crazy? That should scare the crap out of you and many others out there.
Yeah, it does.
It does to me, too. We're in a lot of trouble, brother. Thanks a lot for calling, Mark.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and we've been through this before. No, I don't mean in history we've been through it. I mean, we've been through this before. We've gone through the Democrats' platform. We've gone, because this isn't a legal issue, if you would. Because it's still a ticket. It still belongs to the party. It's not like she's... Now, she gets elected president. There's only one way to take her out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Count. Go get a cup of coffee. Whatever you need to do. Come on back. We'll have a good time. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the fog. But meantime,
sound of the river. We are back. Thanks for hanging in with me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room. Some of you could be out dancing. I realize that. But I do appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air and the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Butch from Texas, thanks for joining us tonight. Really appreciate your time with me. And then Troy out of Washington State. Another deplorable. Dave out of North Oregon. You know, the more deplorables I have, I feel very comfortable when I'm surrounded by deplorables. For some odd reason. Does that make me, that must make me, you know, really, you realize a deplorable badge, they don't realize how good that is. Seriously, we're that other half that Hillary can't stand. Think about it. And if she can't stand me, I'm a very happy man. Matter of fact, I would feel like I hit the lottery if she knew me by name. If she called me by name one time, I would be very happy. And Beverly from the liberal Northwest, Northwest, which I would mean, that's got to be the Washington, Oregon, right? Really, really that simple. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, when MSNBC starts to crack, I'm a very happy camper. Now, my producer said that I have to explain. When I said there's only one way to take her out, I'm not talking about a John Kennedy-style removal, okay? Let's just be, and most of you knew that. I hope. I'm sure. And if the NSA is listening and you're too stupid to know that, then I don't know what to tell you. But basically, impeachment is it. Once she gets elected, impeachment is the only way to get her out. That's why I said to you, if you've got questions you want me to ask, I'm going to bring on a constitutional attorney that, I won't say that specializes in this, but can answer these questions. And I'm going to have him on next week. So if you got questions, send them to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or you can leave them in this Facebook feed if you want to. Or there's a way to message me on Facebook, isn't there? Through the Real Side? Okay, so just leave me a message on the Real Side. And that way there, I'll ask him, I'll get him ready, ask him these questions, and we'll keep it on an hour or so. You know, we had that Secret Service agent on that talked about Hillary and Bill Clinton and how they were in the White House. And he was supposed to be a one-hour interview. He hung out for 2 hours. Yeah, you guys loved him. He was making me nuts. Not because I didn't like him or anything, but he was making me nuts with the stories he was telling. And we couldn't stop him. Billy's running his own brothel there in Washington, in the White House. Mrs. Clinton's hitting him with valuables. Well, they stole some and they left, but hitting him with valuables. As he's having these, as they call them, indiscretions. Staff was going out of their mind because They had one of the biggest dry cleaning bills for the White House when Billy was around than ever before. You know, there's a story in that book, if you ever pick it up. What was that? What was it? Wasn't Clinton Cash? Yeah. Remember what that book was? And we'll find it later. Oh, Crisis of Character. Crisis of Character. And there's a story, and I'm not going to get rude with you or crude, but there's a story in the book where the Secret Service agent said that Ronald Reagan, in the Oval Office, which isn't really a working office, it's more of a social office, in the Oval Office, where we always see the presidential seal of the carpet that's there on the floor, Reagan wouldn't allow people to walk on it. He just felt that it was it represented too much to allow people to walk on it. He asked them to walk around it or walk around the couches so they wouldn't step on it. Billy Boy thought it was really funny, and Bubba. Billy Bubba Boy, whatever you want to call him. He used to actually have sex on the symbol. I mean, purposely went out of his way to do it. And, you know, you say, well, how do you know this? The Secret Service agents are making it up. No, because what happens is these guys don't think, obviously, and they're having sex when staff is walking in. Right? Bill's having sex with one of the Vice President Mondale's. Yeah, Vice President Mondale's daughter in the White House. And he's having it in the map room on the map table. Somebody's got to clean it up afterwards. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he treated it like his own little brothel, his own little house of... Well, I guess depending on what side you were on, for the women, it was their own little house of horror there. Back to the story. Anyway, MSNBC. And I think you're going to see more of this. I mean, I'm watching the people from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all those. I mean, the report is sitting like a deer in the headlights when they have to answer these questions. They don't know what to do with this. Now, Eddie Glaude Jr., he's the chair of the Department of the African American Studies at Princeton. He's floored here at MSNBC. He doesn't even know how to answer these questions.
Yes. Right. I mean, one of the things that at least the New York Times piece said that there's no clear evidence of quid pro quo. Right. But one of the things that we do know is that there is it certainly confirms a deep suspicion that there's an ethical deficit.
Big fuck ethical deficit. Oh, my sweet Jesus. I mean, this guy is a professor. He is beating his brains out to try to figure out how to place this, how to say it, how to put it out there in such a fashion. I mean, he would save so much time, and time is precious on radio and television, if he just say, yeah, they're a bunch of thieves, they're a bunch of thugs. Right? I mean, this isn't hard to figure out. Call it what it is and let us make up our minds. I guess they can't trust us to do that.
That defines how they operate in the political domain, they operate generally.
Right.
I want to hit that, an ethical and moral deficit.
And they're actually bragging about being able to shake down foundation clients for Bill Clinton money. Doug Bann is bragging about it. And it's not like Doug Bann dreamed this up on his own.
Right. Think about this. But a bunch of idiots. In the emails... I mean, even the mafia doesn't do this, and they're the best at shakedowns. In the emails, Mr. Clinton is bragging about the fact that he's able to shake these people down. Isn't that wonderful? What a nice man. You want to put him back in the White House so he can drive up the dry cleaning bill again. You really think that Hillary's going to give a hoot as to what he's doing in the White House anymore? Because she's going to be in charge. She'll probably have him locked up. You haven't seen? Oh, no, I haven't seen Bill either for a while. He'll show up again. When he gets back from that island, maybe. Right? And when you've got MSNBC coming to Blue Look, a couple more comments and we'll call it quits on this one. But I couldn't. This was like exciting for me. Yeah, on MSNBC, you couldn't hear anything about Her Highness doing anything wrong. And now they're all in pain. If you look at their faces when they're talking about this, they look like they're in extreme pain.
He
was doing his boss's bidding.
You know, it's really interesting. This was initiated by Chelsea Clinton.
Right.
Chelsea Clinton went to the family's attorneys and said she was worried that Doug Band was, quote, hustling, that he was hustling business, and funneling it
and
in her
product. And the timing
product.
Is when her name went on the foundation, I think, when she got had a bigger
and
role.
Does anybody in America believe that Doug Band, Mika, would be doing anything that Bill and Hillary Clinton didn't want Doug Band to do?
No.
So how long is he alive? How long do you think he'll be on this planet? Anyway, like I said, when they start cracking, this is 22 minutes, so I'm going to play the whole thing for you. But when they start cracking, when the Clinton News Network, when people who they expect to cover their butts start to crack like this, they're screwed. There's no way to keep this quiet. It's going to start cracking. I don't know if it's close enough to fix it or far enough out to fix anything, though, to keep her from winning. I couldn't tell you that. Now, there's another one here. We don't have enough time to play it now. We'll play it after the break. But I love, you know, Adam Schiff out of California. He's a Democrat congressman. And I love how he tries to, on Fox, he tries to outwit Chris Wallace. I don't care. There's very few people that are going to outwit Chris Wallace. Try to walk around something. Try to make sure that Chris doesn't get the upper hand on him. You know what I'm saying? And he nails him good. Well, Chris nails him good in the interview and puts him in his place. You need to do the same thing. All right, people? You can't let people get away with this. You cannot let the left, when it gets you in a restaurant or gets you somewhere, get away with this kind of thing. You need to nail them every time. Because Schiff tried to say that this whole thing was nothing more than the right trying to fog things up. We come back, I will play that piece. This is just crazy. And they believe themselves. That's the part that scares me. They believe themselves. I'm Phil Messina, your host. I'm going to go throw up. I'll be back in a minute.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on, you know, we got Facebook Live. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can find out what's going on there as well. We have many people that write for us on a regular basis. If you head over to the website, and we're always looking for writers, by the way, right? We are always looking for writers. We're always looking for interns. We're always looking for people to help make the show better. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, if you want more information. I'll give you information on how to become a writer, how to become someone who submits stories to us. And even in some cases, if you want to put the time in, you can actually produce a whole show / segment or what have you. We used to do a lot more than we do it now. Anyway, I want to thank you for being with me today and spending the time with me on the show here. So, man, I'll tell you what, you guys are sending me all kinds of stuff online. I can't keep up with it. I'm not even going to try to keep up with it. I really can't. But I want to get back to you know, my original comments about how hard it is, how much, you know, how much trouble they're in, the Clintons, that is, when they can't even get MSNBC to even the slightest thing. When was the last time you heard the slightest thing nasty about Hillary Clinton. Right? On one of the before this the midweek here. Yeah, you really haven't. Because they were all working together. They wanted just to blow things by like it didn't mean anything. Which I get. Not good, but I get it. And then somebody else, while it was going on, I got another piece. And this is not, this is really, it's news, but it's not news. So I think Minnesota Secretary of State sued for instructing election judges to let felons and others known to be ineligible to vote. Now, the Secretary of State for Minnesota, and county election managers are being sued by the election judges who claim the 2016 Minnesota Election Judge Guide requires them to violate state election laws. The lawsuits were filed today. In St. Louis counties and others, by three election judges who are requesting an injunction relieving them from having to provide ballots to people who are listed as also their judges. Wow, I like that. See, in California, forget the voters. We have to. They're putting people manning the polls that are illegals. They're not non-American citizens because you can have what's it called a. Resident alien card, right? Yeah. You can have a resident alien card. You can be from another country living here, working here. We know you're here. You're here legally. You're paying your fair share of taxes. Hear that enough. Right? That's a different story than somebody who is here illegally. They go on to say it's important for all election judges to honor their election judge oath to adhere to Minnesota election law and allow only eligible voters to cast a vote. Andy Selick, executive director of the Minnesota Voters Alliance, said it's a nonprofit election law watchdog. The state law establishes a detailed procedure to match felons, people under guardianship, and non-citizens against the list of people who have registered to vote statewide voter registration systems. Look, I want you to find me. I want you to go look for voter registration fraud. Not even voting fraud, okay, and how it happened. And I want you to line up. How many are done by Democrats? How many of those votes go to Democrats? How many are done by Democrat groups? And how many done by Republican groups, conservative groups? The percentage is just not there. The Dems do this so much better than we do. I think maybe they're gutsier than we are. I don't know. They're either bigger cowards. Or they got more guts than we do. They're willing to win. Just to put your mind at ease, I don't ever want to win by cheating. I don't want to ever win by stealing, by fraud. I don't want to ever win by any of that. Just so we're clear. According to the instructions from the Secretary of State, election officials must allow felons, people under guardianship, and non-citizens who are identified as such on the poll roster to vote anyway, so long as they take an oath claiming they are eligible to vote. Well, they allow felons to vote because they've never lied or done anything wrong before. Right? Come on, how many of you guys know, how many guys have talked to people in jail and none of them are guilty? Ever notice that? Raise your hand if you have. See? Most of you. Here you go. However, the lawsuit asserts that the election judges have no authority to give a ballot to someone who self-certifies after the state has already determined they are a felon, under guardianship, or non-citizen, and thereby ineligible to vote. So if the state says, California just did this crazy thing. If the state says that you can't allow a felon to vote, right? And then a guy comes in and says, give me my voter card. Oh, by the way, I'm a felon. State law says I can't give him a card. But the election officials say, no, you have to give him a card. Now you've got a judge that swore an oath to uphold the Constitution of the state, but yet he's been told if he doesn't break that law, doesn't break the Constitution. See, the laws don't apply to them. I keep saying that. And at the Hillary level, there aren't any laws. It's not even the laws don't apply to her. There aren't any laws. She's not aware of any. Just look at how she acts, her and Mr. Obama. Yeah, they're not aware of any laws that keep them from doing the things that they do. Now, when California passed the law, this was hilarious. It actually went back to be fixed, and even when it came out, it was worse. So, the law was, you know, we have to give ID cards to non-citizens. And the cards have to be, supposedly, I haven't seen one yet. The first one I saw was ridiculous. They look exactly like a driver's license, but in very, like, small print that a guy like me probably couldn't read. It says undocumented citizen on it. That's the only difference between the two cards. Now, the federal law says there has to be an obvious difference. Our state has decided an obvious difference is 8-point type that you can barely read, surrounded by a little thin black border that says undocumented resident. So the state says that you can't, you have to give them those cards. You can't discriminate and give them those cards. And yet, there's a federal law that also says that you can't, let me set this up right. State law says you can't discriminate against people who have those cards. But there's a federal law that says you can't rent, you can't give an apartment to, you can't, there's certain things you can't do to people who are here illegally. So the state law flies right into the face of the federal law. State law says that they can use that card for ID. If they show that card to an apartment owner trying to get an apartment that shows them as an illegal alien, here illegally, committing a felony, the feds say you can't rent to them. State says if you don't rent to them, you can be brought up on charges. The feds say if you do rent to them, you can be brought up on charges. No, that wasn't a hiccup. What do you do if you well, I guess you just sell the apartment building. That's it, you're done. Actually, what happens if you sell the apartment building to an illegal? Right? I mean, they won't touch you then. Everything will be fine. That's what you do. You get an illegal to manage the apartment building. Whatever he does, they won't say a word. This is why you need Donald Trump, people. I know some of you are petrified of the man. I don't care. I want somebody... I would rather... This is like that argument about the death penalty, right? It's inhumane. It's terrible. It's nasty. We've killed people that haven't committed crimes. You know, we've killed a heck of a lot more people. Yeah, killed. You heard me. We've killed a heck of a lot more people that have committed crimes. And don't tell me this is a... It may not be a deterrent today as much as it was 50 years ago because we have absolutely no... what do I want to say? No, we don't value life anymore. The people that you see, you know, it used to be, if somebody raped someone, and a very bad thing, I'm not saying it's okay, right? They would do that whatever time it was. They weren't looking to kill someone after they raped them. Nowadays, they kill somebody after because they're going to do time anyhow, so they might as well just kill them and stay there. There's no mindset. There's no conscience. There's nothing to stop them from going over the line. We've got kids killing kids. You know, those group of 13 and 14-year-old girls that they ganged up on another girl. I think she was 12 or 13 years old, and they killed her. You see these stories all the time. Our kids value nothing. They're not taught a value for anything. My uncle used to say it back in the 60s and 70s. We become a throwaway society. Things have no value anymore. No value in fix. They have a 20, what is that thing, 22 years old, that microwave? I have a microwave that's old. Well over 20 years. And my kids and others go, wow, that's an old microwave. Yeah, it works. I paid a lot of money for that thing. I definitely got my money's worth out of it. And that's just a microwave. Now, our young people, not all, majority of, have lost value. They don't understand what value is. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Rick Schrader joins me in a little bit in the next hour, host of Conservative Commando Radio. Again, we're going to talk about the issues today, and tonight I will get to the campus free speech space. Free speech, campus free. Free speech, free space. Come on back. We'll figure it out when you come back.